Nationals housing spokesperson Judith Collins has called the government's Kiwi Build scheme a dog and questions how some people able to raise $650,000 for a deposit are allowed to qualify for the affordable housing. According to the Housing Ministry, figures given to RNZ, that's the situation for three people who have been given pre-approval to be part of the scheme.
We have houses being built in places where there is no demand, whether it's Wanaka or Te Kohwhata, and they just don't want to buy those Kiwi-built houses. So I think the scheme is a dog, and I'd much rather that there was more effort put into community housing and a lot more effort into bringing down the prices of houses for everybody, and that would be around Resource Management Act reform and planning reform.
Helen O'Sullivan is the head of delivery for Kiwi Build and is with us in the studio. Good morning.
Tēnā koe, Corin.
Corin, yes. Now, tell us what is going on here. $650,000, someone's got that amount of money to buy a house, put a deposit down. That seems like an awful lot, and they are eligible. Is that right?
I think it's worthwhile having a bit of context here, Corin. In the original days of the scheme, most of these properties were being balloted, and so we were seeking information from would-be purchasers as to their ability to pay for the house, because there were concerns from developers that people arrive from the ballot process under the misconception that their finance is effectively already taken care of. So they're being asked for pieces of information, including the finance that they had, the deposit that they had, and then asked to provide some evidence of the finance. There is no asset test for the Kiwi Build eligibility program, so we don't actually need to collect that information. That lack of an eligibility test mirrors the same requirements that we had for the special housing areas and for the Access Welcome Home series.
Okay. So the bottom line is, it doesn't matter if you're a millionaire or a squillionaire, if your income is your income and it's in within the threshold, under the, what is it, 180,000 for the couple, it's fine, you can get a Kiwi Build home.
You are eligible to purchase a Kiwi Build home, that's correct, unless you're a second chancer, and that reflects the same eligibility criteria as for the special housing area scheme.
Is there any concern that perhaps means testing is needed given that?
I think one of the things that's worth considering here is, sorry, to continue with the context, it does also appear some of this information is based on data entry errors. So the one of the people who, so these were these were people who screened as eligible.
Sure.
They haven't actually, only one of these, one person with a large declared deposit has actually purchased a home. They declared in their information that they had around about over $550,000 deposit, but in the written notes, which we have not also released, it clearly indicated that they had what they had to, they'd transposed their about available finance.
Sure.
And the
okay, bit of data entry, that's understandable, but 17 or so with declaring $200,000 deposits, some of one or there's two others of the 600 who had $650,000, so still there's clearly an issue here.
I think, you know, there is a misconception that these homes are subsidised. They're not subsidised. What the scheme is doing is facilitating the delivery of modest and affordable starter homes, which you still have to pay for. So you still actually need to have sufficient income and sufficient financial backing to actually purchase the homes. There's no actual, I would argue, there's no subsidies in these. It's simply facilitating the delivery of affordable homes.
There's no point in having the scheme unless it is providing these homes for first home buyers and those who are struggling. That's the whole point of it. Otherwise, why wouldn't we just leave it to the market?
I would argue that the problem with the market has been that not only have we not been building enough homes, we haven't been building enough of the right type of homes. That is, the affordable homes in the lower price quartile where the Kiwi Build price caps are set. That means that there has been a dearth of supply, and particularly a dearth of supply in this affordable price range.
But if someone can come in with $650,000, almost buy a house in some areas for that much, given not Auckland perhaps, that then potentially takes that home away from someone who's lower down, who's struggling more. So what's the point in that?
Well, the thing is, they still have to actually buy the home, and the reality is that we have sufficient supply for all of the buyers who wish to buy in this scheme. You know, the original concept,
well, you might have too much. Is that part of the problem?
too
much demand?
Well,
not enough demand.
We are getting better at matching demand with the supply in the program in terms of the properties that we're procuring. The reality is it is still a complicated and difficult process for first home buyers to purchase, and introducing that additional step of requiring people to provide their finance information did actually make this much more difficult.
So is it okay for, it's fine if a for parents, family to, you know, give people money or make their own loans to people, to, if that's fine within the scheme? You don't need to change the rules here.
I don't believe so. The reality is parents have been helping children to buy homes for a really long time. You know, I personally was assisted into my first home by my folks, and I think so were they. You know, there is no asset test on this because what we're trying to do is facilitate supply. And that is, you know, that is where the market has been constrained, and that is where we have had market failure over the past few years.
Just before we go, how are the banks about this? I mean, I don't know how a bank would feel about $600,000 or $300,000 with a low income. It's the income that they're probably, you know, and the servicing of loans that they care about. Do you talk to the banks about this pre-approval process?
The end of the day, that is sort of one of the reasons why we've decoupled this finance process from the eligibility process, because the eligibility process simply asks you to declare your income and your residency status. Getting finance from a bank is still something you have to do as a separate process with the bank, and of course the banks are looking at your servicing and your income threshold. So the program isn't actually arranging your finance for you. You've still actually got to go to the bank and
get that
separately.
Are you working with the banks, though, in terms of helping facilitate those? You know, if it's a Kiwi Build home, does that carry extra weight?
We certainly are working with and communicating with banks on a really regular basis and, you know, working with them to... what we're trying to do here is make the process for buyers a whole lot simpler, and so moving that piece of the process to the banks where it actually more correctly belongs is a much more useful step.
Helen O'Sullivan, thank you very much. Head of Delivery for Kiwi Build.